The fourth Sunday of Easter is normally called Good Shepherd Sunday because our readings focus on how our risen Lord Jesus Christ is our shepherd who leads us to eternal life. But of course, the flip side of our Lord being our shepherd is that we are his sheep. Sometimes we miss the humor of our Lord calling us sheep. The Lord could have said that we're strong and swift as horses, as beautiful as gazelles, as brave as lions. But instead, he said, we are like sheep. Well, I guess I've been called worse, but it's a little humbling, a little embarrassing, really, to be called a sheep. And yet, sheep are worthwhile animals, and they have a certain quality that makes them pretty smart, as we can see. That we have to ask ourselves this weekend, are we smarter than sheep? Let's go through, look at our gospel, see how we stack up. In the gospel, our Lord is speaking to the Pharisees, seeking almost to reassure them that he is not like the other false shepherds, the other false messiahs who've led many astray in those years. That Jesus says to them, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere is like a thief and robber. All who came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not listen to them. The times in which Jesus lived were times of great social unrest and political turmoil. There were heightened expectations of the coming Messiah who would liberate Israel from its Roman and Herodian oppressors. And given the climate of the times, most had emphasized the role of the Messiah as his political and economic liberator, who would go and wage war against the Romans, restore the kingdom of David to all of its original glory. That Josephus, the historian, the Jewish historian of the time, goes and says, he speaks of 10,000 insurrections leading up to the Jewish war against the Romans in the year 64 to 70 AD. But even as early as Jesus' lifetime, there have been many conflicts, many bloody uprisings, led by numerous false messiahs. It's these that Jesus is speaking of, calling them thieves and robbers. And Jesus later on warns, after he ascended, that there would be continue to be false messiahs plaguing the land. That ultimately these false Christs, these false messiahs did arise, misled many, and the results were horrible. That Josephus goes and says that 1.2 million Jewish people died in that Jewish war with the Romans. So here's the situation of the sheep. Jesus speaks of the dangers of false messiahs and false saviors. And he denounces them unambiguously as thieves and robbers. We too live in a world in which many erroneous philosophies, false messiahs and so-called saviors seek to claim our loyalties, engage us in their errors. And we can go and think perhaps the claims of materialism, saying the right combination of wealth and power can lead to meaning and happiness in our lives. Or perhaps the error of secularism, which exalts the state and the culture that gives their importance over that of God. That many follow the false shepherds of our culture and look there for moral leadership rather than to God, to the scriptures, to the church. That's if such and such celebrity or such and such politician says it must be so. But if the church says something, then there's anger and protest. That yes, false messiahs are all around us in our secular culture. And sadly, many Christians follow them like sheep to the slaughter. We can also think of just the arrogance of our modern times that claims that we have been specially enlightened over previous times, over previous eras, such as the biblical era, that we're less enlightened, less tolerant. Here, too, many false shepherds lead us astray. No sort of arrogance that makes us think that we moderns have come of age. That we can safely ignore the wisdom of the past as expressed in the scriptures, in our sacred tradition. that yes, we the sheep are still afflicted, that false messiahs and false philosophies abound, that Jesus calls those false saviors thieves and marauders because they want to steal us from what God has given us, harm us by leading us astray, that their wish is ultimately to slaughter and destroy. And we don't want to be misled by the soft focus of these wolves in sheep's clothing, by their message of tolerance, of humanitarian concern. But a simple look at the death toll of the 20th century can point out how such ideologies are actually wolves lurking behind these foolish and evil trends that have misled the flock. And as for these false shepherds, remember this, that not one of them has ever died for us. Only Jesus has done that. And having rejected these false shepherds, Jesus now goes on to describe himself as that true shepherd. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him. The sheep hear his voice as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. That he walks ahead of them and they follow him because they recognize his voice. Now this passage tells us, Jesus is telling us, that not only the true shepherd, but also of his true shepherd.